Welcome to Four Chicks Chatting, a womanish podcast that will engage, excite, and empower you as we chat about business and personal development, all with a healthy dose of humor. And now it's time to check in with our chicks, Kathy, Kristen, Mary Fran, and Robin.
And welcome back to another episode of Four Chicks Chatting. This is Kristen, Mary Fran, Robin, and Kathy with a fun little episode that we're doing. I don't know. We were trying to figure out what we call this. We're on the fly here with this one. This is our little commercial break, sanity vacation. I don't know. We just were recording some episodes with some not necessarily heavy topics, but some in-depth. We had some great conversation. Wait till you check them all out. But we started getting off on shocking. We got on wild tangents of
never happens.
Yeah. Of kind of, I guess you could call this icebreakers. Like when you're networking, we've got the holiday seasons coming up with parties, and how do you approach people, whether you're an introvert, extrovert, starting conversations. And we started going down this slippery slope of this while we were all talking, because I don't know why it popped into my head that I was talking about Robin's Instagram post from the other day where she, I just thought it was the most amazing, interesting conversation that she sparked on Instagram. And it was about how you eat an Oreo cookie.
Hey,
look,
great.
I get up at 5 a.m., people. So by 6:30, I'm looking for some hardcore info. And I was riveted over people's answers. And some of the people I knew, some I didn't. And it got me thinking about when I was a kid, and I used to take it apart and have a whole system. Now I just bite the thing. Does that mean I don't have time? What is happening in my world? I can't
the
even
whole thing goes
right.
In.
All at once, no biting. Just
now they have bite-sized ones. So anyway, so then we figured let's do just a fun, quick episode here. So if you have some time as you're running errands or going from one thing to the other, that you could enjoy and give some shout-outs on that social thing about this stuff too, of how, you know, some of us, you say networking, and some people start to turn green and pass out that they got to go strike up conversations with people, right? But what are some icebreakers? How do you approach people when you need to? And this actually might be good for people that are trying to figure out their tribe, because we just did that panel at the college the other day about finding your tribe, and people start, you could see like deer in headlights. How do I approach people and find
right.
people?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I already let the cat out of the bag on the one about the Oreos, but what are some other things that we have that are some icebreakers and get talking with folks we don't necessarily know?
I always go to food.
Oh,
it's just
shocking.
My thing. Like, what's, because I pretty much eat constantly, like yep. medley, whenever we go out somewhere, I'm like, I got to eat. I have to be fed. I have to. So is it peanut M&Ms or chocolate M&Ms or the caramel M&Ms? I mean, do you like, which ones of those do you like? What's your favorite chip? Cool Ranch Doritos. Like, I mean, yeah, I think you can start off these conversations that can end up where you learn something fun about somebody. Like, just start off with a fun, wait, are you telling me I have to move my microphone? Am I? Kathy's our microphone, microphone person. So I, like, for me, it's like, instead of talking about the, you know, so what do you do? That kind of a thing. See if you can think of something fun or funny or just innocuous that doesn't have any weight to it, and start a conversation that way, like in a fun way. What's your favorite chip?
You know what I love is, what's on your bucket list?
Yeah, that's a good
one. Oh, that's a good
wow.
one.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
I always like, well, of course, boxers or briefs, but again, that depends on where you are.
How do you ask that to a woman? Underwire or soft cup? Like, how do you, like, what do you?
Maybe it's what she prefers in a man, boxers.
Maybe.
There you go.
Maybe. But I also love, I love movies, as you guys know, right?
Yes.
And I love movie quotes. And so what's your favorite movie? What could, if you could star in a movie,
ooh,
what
yeah.
movie would you star in? Of course.
That says a lot.
Me. All I oh, want to be is in Jaws.
And I just as the
wanna,
shark?
No. But that funny you should say that. No. I want to say, it's in the pond. The shark is in the pond. You know that one girl that's just standing there, the hippie looking one?
goals and aspirations, people.
I could see you in that outfit, actually. You could you could rock those jeans and that little bandana she's wearing.
Right.
I'm a movie freak, too. Kathy Marcino and I are always sharing movie lines back and forth. Didn't I send you a picture the other day of the Cowardly Lion? Oh, I sent her, because that's my favorite movie of all time, is The Wizard of Oz. So I was in a bar, the Green Parrot. Shout out to the Green Parrot in Newtown. Woo-hoo. They were doing for Halloween, they were doing a Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz theme. So I was freaking out, because my goal is to be Dorothy or Glinda. Like, just give me one of those costumes. And I actually sent Kathy a picture of the Cowardly Lion, and my caption was, with a ruff and a ruff.
You could be the lion.
I know.
I'm feeling a Fletcher's thing, a trip to Wicked. I think we need to go see that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love Wicked. It's so good.
It's my
I have
favorite
a Dorothy
show.
Costume, Mary Fran.
Oh, I need to get that. And I was just
sweet
wear it
Jesus,
all the time.
She's going to be, yep. Yep. At the food table at the next conference, you'll see Dorothy. At the food buffet, talking to you about your food and
with
eating
her little red shoes. No, another good one. I never ever know movies.
You
do
don't.
I know?
You are.
I
you,
never know movies.
Every line goes right over your head.
It does every time. But music, I can do music.
Okay.
I can talk music, country, pop, rock, jazz. Classic.
All right. So give us a line from a song. Let's see if we can figure out where it's from. That's a good opener. Like, give somebody a line from a song and see if they respond.
Look at how much Robin loves to be put on the spot.
I know, I'm like, oh my god, no sweat.
No sweat.
You didn't give me any time to prepare. This is why I'm terrible at networking.
I have done that with my brother-in-law. Just randomly in the middle of the day for whatever, I will type him a line from a song. And he'll type it back to me. He'll type the next line back to me.
That's hilarious.
So funny.
For no reason.
That's so funny. My boys communicate that way, actually.
Oh, my God.
Lines?
Oh, yeah. They're constantly, like, music lines. Constantly.
My Michael does.
It's
People
hilarious.
Will say something. He could be at the presidential inauguration, for God's sake. And Michael will, the president could say something, and then he'll know the song that little fragment might actually resonate. And I'm like, oh, my God, everything comes back to a song lyric with this kid.
Yeah.
With my kids, a lot of it is like old TV shows, the stuff that they used to watch in the 90s. Okay, so does anybody recognize this line? They want you to take the roles. Nothing?
No.
Boy Meets World. They did an episode where the two main characters were old guys, and they were sitting in this restaurant, and the one of them takes the roles and dumps them in his pocket, and the other one goes, "They want you to take the roles." Just like silly. I think you have to go with silly sometimes with people.
Well, here's another one. Your favorite quote.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So what's yours? I'm going to put her on the spot again.
You know me. I don't have favorites.
There's too many.
I don't have favorites.
There's so many powerful quotes. I don't have favorites.
The other thing, maybe, what's the last thing you've read?
Yeah, that's another one.
You know, what's the last thing you read, whether it's something online or anybody on social media jumping out at you lately, anybody that you're watching, any YouTube things that you're listening to or any of that kind of stuff?
Here's another good one. Name three things, two that are truth and one that's false. And then the person has to guess, you know.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
I like that one.
That's a great icebreaker, actually. Yeah. We had that in one of our mom and daughter meetings. We had to go around with all the moms, and we said that.
You know what's really fun about that? I think that's a really good way to learn stuff about people that you might have no idea that could be true.
Yeah.
Because very often I think maybe they throw something in that nobody knows about them or that few people do that might sound a little outrageous, and that's usually one of the things that's true.
Yeah.
We did a strategic planning with my board of directors and brought a consultant in to do this. And her icebreaker that she had everybody do, and we all know each other pretty well, but because we knew each other pretty well, her icebreaker was you had to talk about an embarrassing moment. And they got more and more hilarious. Of course, mine involved this, it was like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Mine was, I had just at the conference we were at and tagged this onto, we were hosting a big meeting of all these researchers, and I was in the ladies' room, and I was coming out. I know this has happened to everybody. It was with automatic flush, and it wouldn't go. You know, the flush wouldn't go. And I'm like, I'm not going out of the stall with this thing not flushing. And I'm trying to wave my hand. I'm trying to figure out where the sensor is, you know, and I couldn't get it to go. So I opened the stall door, and I'm trying to, like, I'm looking at it like I'm walking out. You should trigger, right? And then I'm dancing in front of the stall trying to get it to go. And it finally goes. And I went, yes! I was cheering. And this woman.
You know,
woman,
those things have a button on them, right?
Well, there was no button. That was the thing. It was all brand new. There was no button. So all of a sudden, this woman's in front of me. And she goes, you're Kristen Smedley. And I was like, oh no, why do you know that? She goes, I saw your TED Talk. And I'm speaking at your meeting tonight. And I was like, can we just keep this between us, what just happened here? Is that hilarious?
Yeah.
Like, you're famous. And I'm like, for dancing in the ladies' room. Yes, I am. That was my icebreaker.
I crawled right under the bowl.
I went with it. I was like, hey, I make the magic happen with my dance moves.
I actually did an icebreaker one time at a meeting that I was running, and people were sitting at tables, and I said, and I had index cards, and I said, everybody write down one thing about yourself that no one else would know to be true. And then they put them in the middle of the table and shuffled the cards and then read them, and you had to guess who that that fact
was.
That's a
fun idea.
Yeah,
I like that.
It was fun. It worked out really well. And again, people put down the most interesting things about themselves that you didn't know. So that was really, it ended up being a lot of fun.
Oh, we should do that as a thing on our Facebook and Instagram. Four things. Which of the chicks?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's a really good one.
See if people can guess. Yeah. All right, now I got to come up with something. So anyway, and maybe let's get out of our super fun zone for a second and say, how do you do this though some of these you can do it at a networking conference. I cheat at conferences, not networking conference, when you're at a conference trying to meet like-minded people. I cheat and just talk to people about what the speaker was talking about. If something in it related to me, I'll say, I liked when she said this because I did this. And then that opens a conversation. I typically always go up and talk to the speakers too. I think every single time, maybe I'm like a speaker stalker. I think I always go talk to every speaker.
You know, Kristen, that's a great way to grow your connections though.
I think that's pretty much how I built my big network.
Yeah. It shows that you're confident in yourself and your field, but it also helps you grow your connections because especially like after a conference, like get on online and connect with everybody you met at the conference or you saw or you heard speak at the conference and connect with them on LinkedIn.
That's a big way I built LinkedIn, my LinkedIn, by every single speaker I saw and talked to people I talked to at conferences. And whoever hands me a business card, I go right on and connect on LinkedIn.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah. I you know what? I think that maybe just to bring this back to the whole business thing, maybe when you meet somebody, you say to them, you know, tell me one thing about your business that you'd like everybody to know.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially or latest success.
Yeah. What was your latest success? That's a really good one because that gives people an opportunity to feel good in that whole process too. And, you know, going back to what you just said, Kristen, as somebody who speaks and you, I know you too, I'm always happy to have people come up to me afterwards. There's nothing worse than speaking and nobody like, then what do? Then you're putting your little papers back in your, you know, your little suitcase and you're trying to walk
acting like you're putting the technology
somebody
away.
Somebody talk to me.
Well, we talked about that last week at the conference in that you want to have questions.
Yeah.
If nobody has questions at the end, then you feel like, I either didn't do a good job or they didn't find it interesting. But the more questions you have, that means they were engaged enough to either write them down ahead of time or want more information.
Yeah. Yeah. Find a way to engage on a personal, like a personal funny level or, you know, when you turn it back around to other people and ask them about themselves, it gives them an opportunity to naturally open up to you. And then usually the question then follows back to you and then you can tell them about what you do, but take the interest in other people first. Like, tell me what you do. Tell me something that's important to you in your business or tell me what your mission statement is or something like that.
Or why are you here? What brought you to this conference?
Yeah,
why did you pick this conference?
Tell me why you're here.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I've also
gone into situations where I feel I'm like down here and all these people are up here and I don't necessarily belong. And I will always revert back to complimenting people on either it's their shoes or a scarf. I mean, if you look at some, there's always something interesting in how they put their outfit together or their hairdo. I always, and it, like Mary Frances said, I make it about them. I think Bob Berg talks about this too. Make it about the other person, and then they're immediately interested in talking about themselves and getting to know you more.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the things I talked about in one of my, in one of the books, and it was exactly that. It was, you know, wear something fabulous and compliment somebody else on something. And we actually made a friend who came to one of our who came to the conference that we did a couple of weeks ago, and I've noticed her necklaces. And every time I see her, she has a fabulous necklace on, and I make sure I compliment her on that. First of all, because I'm a jewelry freak, but second of all, because mm-hmm. it gives you that kind of human connection with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and it's all about the human connection. That personal connection is so critical.
Yeah.
And something that I do, and I think it's because I'm a photographer, that I notice eyes and smiles. And so that's kind of my go-to. It's like, oh my gosh, your eyes are amazing. Or, oh my gosh, you've got the prettiest color eyes. But it automatically makes someone feel like they've been noticed mm-hmm. and you can really make them feel good. And then they're more receptive to you as well.
Yeah. It's a bit disarming, right? Especially if you are nervous or if you feel maybe they're not so approachable. All of a sudden, you just kind of level the playing field.
Your shoulders go from here to here. From up by your ears to down where they're supposed to be. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Well, this was a fun one. This was our nice little taking a breather as things get a little stressful when we're wrapping everything up here. So any last minute tying it up or throwing any last minute thoughts in about that? Wait. I know how we should tie this up, round it up, whatever you do. The Oreo. What was everybody's
idea.
Answer?
Oh,
how do you eat the Oreo?
I'll go first. I dip it in Nutella.
Oh.
How am I the only one that's thinking ew?
Why do?
Oh, wow.
You do. So dip it in Nutella, take a bite, double dip it right back in the Nutella, finish it up.
And then do that's you chase it with a glass of milk?
No.
Chase that with bourbon. Woo.
Overdue. I like that. Oh my god.
Ooh, I'm like no.
You can overdo.
I'm a dipper. I just dip it in milk.
I dip. I like to dip. Oh yeah.
Dip it in milk until it gets nice and squishy and oh yum. Tastes like ice cream that way. Cold milk and dip in Oreo and cold.
I do like it dipped in milk, but not when it gets mushy.
It's better mushy.
And then just I eat the whole thing. Like I said, that's a whole thing for my therapist to work out. I used to pull them apart and do a whole experience with it. Now I'm just inhaling them.
I still pull them apart. I pull them apart. I eat the chocolate piece. Then I eat the rest of it.
There you go.
Well, there you go. All right, listeners, go on Robin Graham Photography on Instagram and find that post and go chime in and see what everybody put on there. I'm telling you, it's riveting to see how these people eat Oreos and enjoy a pack of Oreos on us. And someday we'll be sponsored by Oreo.
Yeah, that's right.
Regular Oreo. And double stuff.
Nabisco, if you're listening.
All right. That was another fun one. Definitely connect. Go check out that post on the social thing and then check out the four chicks on all those social platforms and give us some of your feedback on how you eat the Oreo and what your icebreakers are that maybe we can try out for ourselves. So thanks again for tuning in and we will catch you on another in-depth, earth-shattering information of Four Chicks Chatting.
Thanks for listening to our chicks. Want to learn how to create your own chick chat? Head to our website, chickschatting.com. Be sure to join our chats on that social thing, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.